You know, I'll never forget the profound words of former President Barack Obama, you know, when he said that if he were to have a son, he would have looked like Trayvon. And then you fast forward to Mike Brown, Freddie Gray, you know, Quantonio LeGreer here in Chicago, who was having a mental health crisis. And the only equipment on the scene were guns. And he's dead. And Betty Jones, his neighbor, who came to his defense, is dead. And so this is really about making sure that people understand the context of the level of frustration. When you see that type of brutalization over and over again, it certainly can be discouraging.
So if defunding the police isn't the answer, what do you plan to do with your resources? Is it less money or more money to police departments?
Well, it's more money towards the areas of needs, right? And as I mentioned before, you know, we're working to double the amount of young people that we hire, not just for summer jobs, but for year-round positions. One of the things that I think is actually quite fascinating about our position here in Chicago, we've been pushing this ordinance called Treatment Not Trauma. In essence, first responders, social workers, counselors, EMT, these individuals would show up to calls that require those type of interventions. In fact, in Chicago, almost 40% of the 911 calls are mental health crises. We're asking police officers to do their job and someone else's. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not strategic. In fact, 60% of the violence that happens in the city of Chicago, it occurs in 6% of the city.